and you for care and for assistance, and they give you unconditional love in return, and then watch people turn their back on them, or, you know, or their puppies and kittens, you know, and get people to understand that that's just not right. You know, that they're dependent on us as humans, and, you know, as they said in the movie Spider-Man, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's
and
true.
We as humans have the power. You know, we have the power to be, you know, caregivers for animals, but there comes a responsibility with that.
And Judy, you're on the line also, and I know that we were talking earlier about a rally going on in Sacramento. Sorry, do we have Aaron on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the program. Good morning to you. No? Okay, line one. I guess we're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Do you
Judy,
want me to talk about the rally?
Yes, please. Hi.
On Monday, April 9th at 2 o'clock on the west steps of the Capitol, we will be having a press conference and rally for everyone to show their support and talk about the bill, and then it gets voted on by the Business and Professions Committee in the morning on the 10th, on Tuesday the 10th. And we've gotten just overwhelming support. We've gotten over 1,500 letters. Like I said, I you know, get the emails that come in from cahealthypets.com, and it's just amazing to hear the stories from around the state and how the timing is just so right for this bill. And if you wouldn't mind, if I could address one of Richard's points, the caller, a couple callers ago about, you know, not wanting to view animals as human-like, but he mentioned that the one thing that he didn't like was, like, the animal bites and safety concerns for the community. And there are statistics by the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, that California is actually number one in dog bites, and we do have a serious problem here. And then the statistics go further to show that those animals that bite are unaltered. So, you know, even if he doesn't want to look at these animals in a more compassionate light, he can definitely look at that cost savings to him as a taxpayer, where his money could go, and making his community safer by less stray animals and just less, you know, excess animals that may be aggressive. And also spay and neuter definitely helps with the behavioral issues, and that's very well proven by the AVMA.
Well, I think a lot of people just need to realize, like you mentioned earlier right now, is that even though you don't see animals as, and I understand there's a big difference in having a pet and taking care of a pet, and then having a pet like, you know, we have a lot of actresses in L.A. like Paris Hilton that carry her little pooch like in a little very expensive bag and consider it as part of their family. That's very different than having, you know, a normal family pet. And the way that we care for them and the way that we might see them as humans and as pets. But even then, as a taxpayer, $250 million that could be saved yearly that could go toward education, social issues, health issues.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many needs in California where our roads, everything else, where we could put that money instead of housing and destroying animals. It's just so wrong.
And we do have Aaron Reyes on the line with us now. I think we had a little problem with his connection earlier. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
And actually, thank you so much for emailing me and sending me the information. We're getting a lot of really good positive response from our listeners as to their thoughts on this whole situation. And if you could explain to us your position and why you decided to come to us with this issue.
Well, as you know, Wendy, I'm the director of operations for an agency called SIACA, and we service 12 cities in the southeast portion of Los Angeles County, about 800,000 people. SIACA impounds about 16,000 animals every year, and you know, we too are constantly challenged with getting these animals you know, back out into new homes. And I also sit on for a state agency called CACTA, California Animal Control Directors Association, and I'm the vice president of the Southern Region. That's how I came about Judy Mancuso and this California Healthy Pets Act, because CACTA supports it, SIACA also supports it. And naturally, I support it because this is what I do for a living. And like Assembly Member Levine and Judy have been saying all morning, you know, we just have to shut the spigot off. There are far too many animals coming into our animal shelters, and it's out of control. It's amazing that in 2007 that we as the highest life forms here on this earth cannot figure out a way to stop killing animals because there's simply just not enough room and they're out of time. It's unconscionable. It's unacceptable. And we need this bill in order to slow this down, in order to keep people pets healthy. And it, you know, it is a public safety issue too. Let me address real quick. Richard called in this morning, and I just think I understood what he was saying. He says sometimes it's better to put animals down because they're running loose and biting kids. And I think what Richard is saying is the nuisance animal problem, which is also directly related to pet overpopulation. You know, these animals run the streets. We get calls about these animals. We have to go out and pick them up. And these are the very animals that people like Richard are complaining about.
Right.
But if we can reduce the number of surplus pets, if we can better focus our resources on educating people in spay and neuter programs and responsible pet care, we would be in such a better position here in the state of California. This bill is sorely needed.
And I think what a lot of people just need to recognize is that a lot, like you mentioned, there's a danger in having too many stray dogs because you don't understand, or we don't know where they've been or what they've seen or what people have put them through. And sometimes when we get pets on the street or animals on the street that bite people, they tend to be abandoned or not have any owners. So they're really out there for themselves, trying to survive. And how do we address that kind of issue?
Well, I mean, they're abandoned. They may not have an owner, or they may have an irresponsible owner, a part-time owner, somebody who just tosses them a bone or a bowl of food every so often. But also, more importantly, is the animal is out there procreating. I mean, it's doing what it's going to do because it is generally not spayed and neutered. And so, you know, now we can expect a litter of puppies down the road very shortly as well. So, also one more. You had that caller from Pico Rivera, Christina. First off, I have to throw her a shout out. She's from Pico. That's one of our cities that's the active services.
And go Pico.
Hey, go Pico. And she's absolutely right. You know, animals are innocent. They can't speak for themselves, and it's up to us to do what's best for them, because we, you know, we have animals, we have pets as companions, and we should really be doing what's best for their health. And you know, pets just want to be, they want to be part of the family. They just want to be companion pets. And when you spay and neuter your pet, what you're doing is you're just saying that you don't need to be a mommy or daddy. You just need to be my pet and part of this family. And it's one of the healthiest, it's one of the most compassionate things we can do for our pets.
If you're just tuning into the program, you're listening to Knowledge is Power on Power 106. I'm your host, Wendy Carrillo. We want to hear from you, the listeners. This is your community show. Give us a call, 818-520-1059. For more information on California Healthy Pets, you can go to cahealthypets.com. We have Assemblymember Lloyd Levine on the phone. And I want to ask you, Assemblymember, is there any current law that, you know, addresses this issue?
Yes, there is, actually. Before I ran for office, I worked for a man named Ed Vincent, who at the time was in the state assembly. He's currently a state senator. And he was very concerned as well. And he was concerned because he lives in Inglewood. And every day on his way home, he would and his wife would pass by this vacant lot near Hollywood Park where there were, you know, dozens of dogs running loose and running wild. And he felt bad for them. He didn't have enough room to, you know, to take them in. But he would throw some food out there for them so they wouldn't starve to death. But he came to me and he said, you know, Mrs. Vincent and I feel terrible about this. You know, can we do something about it? And so I called the LASPCA and talked to them, and we ended up writing together, Assemblyman Vincent and I, writing a law that requires currently in California
all animals coming out of shelters to be spayed or neutered unless you get a an exemption from a veterinarian for health reasons. So we've started to try and make a dent on the problem, because before we had this law, the numbers that we're telling you, you know, in terms of a million animals going into shelters, you know, that was even higher. We've started to make a dent, but the problem is people get their animals from many, many places. And this law, unlike past attempts, places the responsibility on the owner or caretaker of the animal and not on the shelter, the breeder, the, you know, the pet store or whatever. It places the responsibility on the owner to be a responsible pet owner. And I think that's where the responsibility should lie, because unfortunately, you know, people get animals from so many different places, you can't track down all of them. And I think it's very important to realize that, you know, you've got to place the responsibility on the person who has direct contact with the animal.
And Assemblymember, let me ask you a question. I know you represent the 40th District in Van Nuys. What made you so socially conscious, I would say, when it comes to our pets and the way that we should be treating them, to even write this bill? Because I know that it's not really a priority for our elected officials.
Well, you know, I'll answer that with really two things. First, you know, it's the way I was raised. My parents raised me to respect all living things, not just animals. But from a very early age, I was taught to care about and care for animals, and that they are living, breathing creatures, and they're not, you know, on this planet for our manipulation. So I grew up with that lesson. And I ran for office not to represent all those people who don't need help and can represent themselves, but for all those people in California whose voices aren't being heard, who need our help, who need people to stand up and say, I speak for you. You know, you're not getting a fair shake in life. And, you know, and animals fall into that category as well. You know, whether it's children, whether it's seniors, you know, whether it's certain minority classes, whatever, you know, whoever is having problems and being treated unfairly, that's why I ran for office. And in this case, you know, the ones being treated unfairly are dogs and cats, to the tune of 500,000 being euthanized a year, and to the tune of $250 million for you and I.
I think that's great, and we congratulate you and are happy that we have elected officials that are able to step up to the plate and really address issues that are going on a local level, because it's something that we see every day and we don't address, and it's about time that we do, and thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
you. We have to go to a quick commercial break. You're listening to Knowledge is Power on Power 106. I'm your host, Wendy Carrillo. We want to hear from you on what you think about the California Healthy Pets Act and saving $250 million per year based on this act brought to you by Assemblymember Lloyd Levine and the great people that are helping him, you know, address this issue. We will be right back.
Power 106. Hey, yo, this is Redman Dog. Check out the new music leaking on the new Act 2 mix this week.
Watch it. I'm in my Lambo, maggot, grass field, low maggot. Doors lift up, I'm like, go, go, get it.
50 Cent, produced by Dr. Dre. It's called Straight to the Bank.
I'm filthy, man.
Straight to the bank with this.
Rihanna, she got a banger featuring Jay-Z. It's called Umbrella.
It's raining more than ever. Know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella.
The second single from Mims is called Like This.
Strip it up a little something like this. Like this. Like this. Like this.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Yessi Ortiz. Make a date with me every day at 2 o'clock. Put it in your BlackBerry. Put it in your Sidekick. Heck, put it even in your celly.
The heavy hitter Felly Fell is in the house, and we got 40 minutes of brand new hip-hop.
Power 106.
Where hip-hop lives.
Toyota owners, start your engines.
We make it easy, awesome.
The Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach is back. And with any Toyota service of $69.99 or more, get two tickets Good Friday, April 13th, and Saturday, April 14th. See the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, Formula Drift, and Champ Car Qualifying. Plus, meet your favorite celebrity drivers, and don't miss the live evening concert.
We make it easy on you.
Be a part of the biggest beach party to ever hit the streets. Pick up a pair of tickets today to the 33rd annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach with any Toyota service of $69.99 or more, courtesy of your Toyota dealer. To purchase Sunday tickets, call 1-888-82-SPEED. That's 1-888-82-SPEED. Ticket offer good while supplies last at participating Southern California Toyota dealers.